from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Morning, Mike.
A bit flat. I note that the old hole was okay and the butter's down, but we got hit a bit, didn't we, in the auction?
Yeah, global dairy trade auction overnight. And as listeners will know, after weak results in the second half of 2025, 2026 has been progressing in what I would call, Mike, very buoyant fashion. So we've had six positive auctions in a row that started on the 6th of January. You know, the global dairy trade index is 26% higher than it was at the recent low in mid-December. And we've seen seemingly broad demand for the products on offer. The star of the show has been skim milk powder. Separately, it has posted, it's almost 40% higher than it was. So pretty spectacular rise there. Now, Mike, we had a standalone global dairy trade pulse auction on the 31st of March. That was forewarning, a bit of a breather, because we did see skim milk powder pull back there, as did whole milk powder. And that sort of has presaged the global dairy trade index overnight falling 3.4%, so a 3.4% decline in the index. As you say, the key players or the key products, they posted modest falls, more modest than the overall index. So skim milk powder down 1.6%, whole milk powder down 0.7%. But seemingly the minor players overnight carrying a little bit more weight in terms of the index move. So butter down 8.1%, mozzarella down 6.2%, cheddar down 3.1%. I don't think one auction is going to derail the forecast farm gate milk powder, Mike. But, you know, we look for a trend to develop, don't we? That requires a series of weaker auction outcomes. So we need a bit more analysis to ascertain where the reduced demand has come from. I mean, farmers out there, they're benefiting from the special payout related to mainland sale. But, look, I guess we're on notice, aren't we, as to whether or not this is part of a broader-based weakness in commodity demand or just sort of normal volatility. So I think we wait and see. Yep. We wait for the 21st of auction. That's 21st of April. That is the next auction.
And before that happens, we'll deal with Anna. What's she got to say today, you reckon?
It's the RBNZ day, so latest update to the official cash rate. The last one was in February, so there's been a bit going on since then, hasn't there? Heightened interest on an event that's already scrutinised pretty closely, 2 p.m. this afternoon. Mike, general consensus, with which I agree, is that the Reserve Bank has already provided a framework for their response to the current situation in what I would call a measured and a transparent manner, for which they should be applauded. This came in a speech by the new Reserve Bank Governor, Dr. Anna Bremen, on the 24th of March, which was titled The Impact of the Iran Conflict on New Zealand. And just a small bit of detail here within that speech, they noted three types of impact. They had first round effects, which are fairly obvious. That's when your petrol and your diesel prices go up. Then you have first round indirect effects, and that's when, you know, the cost of moving goods and things like that go up, so you're getting your product to market. And then you have second round effects. Now, these result from changes to the medium term inflation expectations and things like the growth outlook. Importantly, they've said the central bank will look through the first two. It's the second round effects that are problematic. So think things like price and wage setting behaviour. So they'll be looking closely at that over the coming months. But right now, Mike, it's way too early to see those effects. So they will adopt a wait and see attitude, I believe. Also, Mike, just what is relevant is that we have seen, as we've talked about, higher interest rates in New Zealand since the beginning of the conflict. What that effectively means is that monetary conditions, you know, they are tighter. I think it's highly likely that the governor will stress the heightened level of uncertainty. I think she'll say the situation is very fluid. And what you want to do in these circumstances is keep a little bit of optionality. Importantly, or what I think is a very positive move, there's a different structure to the announcement this afternoon. There's a live-streamed media conference at 3 p.m. They didn't used to do that. Good. So I think we're seeing some changes here that I think are very good. Couldn't you might even be chatting to the governor tomorrow morning, might you?
Yeah, indeed. And I've said for ages, this live stream stuff that you can do today, you get the full context. You're not sort of adhered to the media who clip it up and give you their agenda and stuff. So I'd thoroughly recommend it. By the way, is today a big day or not? Is midday on or not? What am I doing for lunch?
Oh my gosh! Well, who would know? Because we're in this kind of twilight zone, aren't we? Of will he or won't he? What I can tell you is that, we'll go through the numbers in a second, but there's a thing called the dated Brent crude. This is if you wanted to go out and buy 10,000 barrels of oil right now and have it delivered to your doorstep, that'll currently cost you $144 a barrel. That is still going up. So there's clearly a little bit of uncertainty priced in the outcome over the next couple of days. We've just got to wait and see, don't we?
Yeah.
Who can see inside the mind of Donald Trump?
And right. if you could, what would you think?
Would you want to?
What are the numbers?
Okay, the Dow Jones is up 100. Oh, no, sorry, it's down. Come on, Andrew, sort it out. It's down 158 points, 0.34%, 46,513. The S&P 500 down 22 points, also 0.34%, 6589. And the NASDAQ down 0.5%, 109 points, 21,886. So they are taking a civilization-ending event in their stride. The FTSE 100 fell 88 points, 0.84%, 10,348. The Nikkei barely moved, was up 16 points, 53429. The Shanghai Composite gained a quarter of a percent, 3890, up 10 points. But the Australasian markets had a wonderful day yesterday. The ASX 200 up 1.75%, 149 points. And the NZX 50 closing over 13,000, 13,069, also up 1.3%. Kiwi dollar, 0.5705 against the US, 0.8211 against the Aussie, 0.4933 euro, 0.4306 against the pound, 91.25 Japanese yen. Gold, $4,677, and the June contract for Brent crude, which is the one we've been looking at, 110 bucks.
Go well. Might get together tomorrow, see how the day goes. Shure and Partners, Andrew Kelleher with us this morning.